Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great nation facing some great challenges in the year ahead. What are the 10 biggest risks to the world order, to the security of the United States, to you and me? What are the 10 biggest risks that we will face in 2023? This is a tradition with the Eurasia Group, which is a group that looks at the future under the leadership of Ian Bremmer, who is a political scientist. He is an author. He teaches at Columbia University. And he's a columnist at Time magazine. Ian, it's great to speak to you again, though some of the things that you write about are so frightening that it's not such a great way to go into a weekend. For instance, you say that there's not a likelihood that the regime in Iran is going to fall, but the likelihood is that we see military confrontation between Iran and a new Netanyahu-led right-wing coalition in Israel, Saudi Arabia, and even the United States. That's higher than at any point since the Iranian nuclear deal was signed. How would that military confrontation, first of all, how would it be provoked? And secondly, how would it be resolved?
Okay, well, first of all, it's good to be back with you, Michael. Always a pleasure. This is our top risk report. So it's not touchy-feely happy. But it's important for people to be clear-eyed about it. And there's some things that look better this year. There's some things that look worse. And certainly Iran is in the latter category. What would it look like? Well, first, the nuclear deal, of course, is gone. The Americans withdrew from it unilaterally, and now the Iranians are developing breakout nuclear capability. They have enriched more than enough uranium to develop nuclear weapons, and they're enriching at 60% level, which is very close to nuclear level. And even though they say it's a peaceful program, there is no peaceful purpose to enrich at that level. I've spoken with the head of the IAEA, the International Arms Inspectors, in the last week, 2 weeks, who made that very clear to me. So they're much closer to having to coming out and saying we're a nuclear power. And they also, of course, have become Russia's top ally on the global stage. Russia's providing for them an air force, first time they've had one since the fall of the Shah back in 1979. And the Iranians are providing all of these drones and ballistic missiles that the Russians are using against Ukraine. The backdrop is pretty lousy. And on top of that, you have all these domestic demonstrations still going strong, even though they're not making the same headlines in the U.S. that they were a few months ago. And the Iranian response has just been repression. In fact, they're now sentencing a pregnant woman in her 20s to be executed just in the last 2 days. It's just brutal. And so you put all that together, what's the likelihood that Netanyahu's right-wing Israeli government, hanging on by just a couple of seats, their majority, would be willing to stand by and watch Iran become a nuclear power? And that's what makes it more likely that we see direct military confrontation. That's the fundamental danger here.
Okay, going back to one of your previous lists, your list for 2020, you said that we've never listed U.S. domestic politics as our top risk, but in 2020, U.S. institutions will be tested in unprecedented ways. And you talked at that point about the idea that already at the beginning of 2020, there were charges from the President of the United States at that time that the election was going to be rigged. when you say U.S. institutions will be tested, did we pass that test? Do we have similar risks in as we go ahead to elections that will take place in 2023 and 2024?
I'm glad you've moved to something that doesn't sound quite so dire, because, yes, the American institutions have been tested, as certainly they had not been in your or my lifetimes. In fact, as really we hadn't seen in generations, and that played out with the election of 2020. It played out with the events of January 6th. It played out with a president that was impeached twice, but in a country where impeachment has lost its legal force and has really just become a partisan political tool. So no question the institutions were tested. But I think what we've seen since then, both with Trump losing significant influence on the national stage, as well as within his own Republican Party, with a large number of individuals that were election deniers running to be in positions where they would be able to oversee elections, governors and secretaries of state in swing states. And what we saw in the midterm elections is that they lost. They lost in many cases pretty decisively. And so this was a United States swinging back from the extremes towards the political center. Not a consensus. There's still plenty of us versus them, still plenty of Democrats and Republicans that falsely believe that their principal enemies are the members of their own opposition party inside their own country. So there are plenty of things we need to work on. But I think for all of those that are out there that are saying, you know, American democracy is holding on by a thread, and that we could become an authoritarian regime after the 2024 elections, I think the likelihood of that is actually considerably lower.
I think people feel that, and it's reflected in decent turnouts, both in the midterm elections and in the election of 2020 itself. Your number one threat is rogue Russia. What could possibly go wrong that could damage the United States and the whole world?
The problem with Russia is that you have an individual leader, President Putin, that has surrounded himself by yes men. He doesn't get good information. And as a consequence, he can make incredible mistakes, misjudgments, that are horrible for his own country and also very dangerous for the whole world. And that's basically what's happened here, is his decision to invade Ukraine almost a year ago. He didn't understand his own military capabilities, didn't understand Ukraine's willingness and capacity to fight back, didn't understand that NATO would hold together, the Americans, Democrats, Republicans would hold together, didn't understand that China wasn't going to stand up and be his best friend on the global stage. He's now stuck with Iran and Belarus. So he made this horrible, horrible misjudgment, and now he's kind of in a corner. And that no matter what happens going forward, he can no longer get back to the position that he occupied before he invaded. I mean, NATO is expanding. Everyone's spending more money on defense. There's forward deployments right along his border. Ukraine is going to have a massive army with enormous Western support and intelligence and funding. All of this is much worse than what he was worried about before he invaded. And so he's getting angry. I mean, just in the last couple of days, you see over 100 tanks, heavy tanks, now coming from the U.S. and Canada and Germany and the Netherlands and other countries, all going to Ukraine. Those are tanks that even 3 months ago, NATO leaders said were too dangerous to send.
So, again, what we're talking about is an unpredictable situation where a cornered Putin, people may say, is the worst possible and most dangerous possible situation. This is fascinating reading, and it's very important reading. It isn't exactly cheerful, but it's not meant to be. And to be honest, the 10 biggest risks of 2023, it's posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Thank you, and Godspeed to Ian Bremmer. When we come back, the very latest on the situation in Memphis with the release of that video, coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
of a response was. We thought...
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, it is literally just an hour from now, approximately, before the very much dreaded release of what everyone has indicated is a horrific video record of an unspeakable crime that occurred back earlier this month. It occurred some 3 weeks ago. And that crime was the what ended up being a murderous assault. It's second-degree murder by 5 police officers. As the whole world knows now, those officers were all black, as it happened. So was the target of their arrest was an arrest having to do with what they perceived as reckless driving. I don't know if the video is going to show exactly what he was doing. There will be more information. It seems to me that one thing that is dramatic here has been the local officials in Memphis, which is a two-thirds black population city, have been extremely determined not to give any protections or to excuse in any way the behavior of the officers who have all been fired and arrested and are going to be facing trial for second-degree murder, for kidnapping, for oppression, and for other crimes. And the Shelby County DA spoke about how it happened that the charges came down against the five officers so quickly. This is clip 12.
We did work quickly to expedite this investigation because of the extraordinary nature of the case. Compared to the average investigation and prosecution decisions in a case like this, we also know that the public is very concerned about whether they can see the video about this incident and the timing of the release of this, the video of this incident. I have been in regular contact with the city of Memphis, the custodian of that record, and I can tell you that the city will be releasing the video sometime after 6 p.m. Friday, tomorrow. Let me close by saying both to the family of Tyre Nichols and to the broader community here in Memphis and Shelby County, we all want the same thing. We want justice for Tyre Nichols. It's my hope that if there is any silver lining to be drawn from this very dark cloud, it's that perhaps this incident can open a broader conversation about the need for police reform. The world is watching us, and we need to show the world what lessons we can learn from this tragedy.
The Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, also urged caution for the whole country ahead of the release of a video that has been described as horrific, unwatchable, deeply disturbing. This is Attorney General Garland, clip one.
I have not seen the video, but I have been briefed on that video. It is deeply disturbing. Let me say horrific from the descriptions I've been given. I want to give my deepest condolences to Tyre Nichols' family. I can't imagine the feelings that parents must feel under these circumstances. The United States Attorney has met personally with the family to express the department's condolences and express his own. We have opened last week a federal civil rights investigation under the color of law statute, which we will be investigating. We have been working in support of the state and local law enforcement in this matter, and we will continue to do so. I do want to say, and I want to repeat what the family has said, that expressions of concern when people see this video, we urge that they be peaceful and nonviolent. That's what the family has urged, and that, of course, is what the Justice Department urges as well.
And there's another item of news, and just to give some perspective, because we have been, before this situation developed and these officers were indicted, you may remember we were all talking about mass shootings, which seem to have exploded with some 39 mass shootings with, what is it, 70 people killed in those 39 that have occurred just in the month of January of 2023. And the reason I mention that background is the day before yesterday, we were all talking about police protection. Because even if you're talking about restricting firearms, getting firearms out of the hands of criminals or people who are emotionally disturbed and dangerous, unstable, that's all dependent upon policing and police officers doing one of the hardest jobs that is out there. And that was my thought when reading this headline in the Daily Mail. The headline says, Detroit man, 33, gunned down and killed by cops. And why? How did that happen? Let me give you the brief summary on this, and this from the New York Post. Michigan State Police shot and killed a man who pointed a laser and fired a rifle at a police helicopter on Tuesday. The incident happened around 8:30 p.m. when the helicopter circled north of downtown Detroit, according to police. The 33-year-old man, whose name has not yet been released, had been staying in the abandoned home at the time of the shooting. In other words, he's one of those people experiencing homelessness. Two state troopers shot and killed the suspect who recently moved into the home, according to a neighbor. In the video, the man emerged from the second-story window and pointed a green laser at the aircraft. "We got somebody hitting us with a green laser on the rear of the house, open window," the helicopter pilot said. The moment the police helicopter noticed the laser being shined in the cockpit. Moments later, the man exited the house and aimed a long gun toward the hovering helicopter before opening fire. "Now there's somebody standing at the back door right now. They're in the backyard," the pilot said. "He actually might be armed. He almost looks like he's holding a long gun pointed at us right now." "Yeah, he's shooting at us. He's firing. Rounds. He's got a long gun, extended magazine." Police recovered five firearms at the abandoned home, including the one the suspect had used to fire on the aircraft. They found multiple weapons and ammunition stashes throughout the home as if it were set up for some type of ambush or security purposes or whatever, said Lieutenant Mike Shaw. The helicopter didn't suffer any damage from the shooting. The two state troopers who killed the shooter are only being identified as a 2-year veteran and a 9-year veteran of the Michigan State Police, both on leave pending the outcome of the investigation. It's tough to be a cop, and that should be part of the context, at least to temper some of the emotional reaction that is sure to come. We will be right back.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Law enforcement agencies across Memphis are on high alert in case of civil unrest. This is anticipation of the release of video showing the police beating of Tyre Nichols that later resulted in his death. The White House is urging peaceful protests. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He addressed the pain this is causing across America as once again we grapple with the fact that fatal encounters with law enforcement are disparately impacting brown and black people.
The video is set to be released after 6 p.m. Central Time. At least five people are dead after an attack at a Jerusalem synagogue. Reports say a Palestinian gunman entered the synagogue and fired at worshippers who gathered for Friday night prayers. Former Vice President Mike Pence is reacting after classified documents were found at his Indiana home.
This was an unfortunate development.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We do have a bunch of interesting movies today, one of which is nominated for 9 Oscars. Yeah, that's right, 9. And then movies with the likes of Jonah Hill and Eddie Murphy, and don't forget Jennifer Lopez, and Diane Keaton, Susan Sarandon, more, all coming up. And meanwhile, we also have a tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And the tweet alert, it's a tweet from the AP, Associated Press, and it says the AP style book. And we recommend, they say, avoiding general and often dehumanizing the labels, such as the poor, the mentally ill, the French, the disabled, the college educated. Instead, use wording such as people with mental illnesses, and use these descriptions only when clearly relevant. I'm surprised they didn't say use wording such as people experiencing mental illness. They now say people experiencing homelessness. And then they have a follow-up tweet where they say the use of the term the French in this tweet by Associated Press was inappropriate and has caused unintended offense. An updated tweet is coming. And I guess the idea is when they put together the poor, the mentally ill, the disabled, and then you have in there, boom, the French, that is the mistake that I think that they were looking at. There is more. There has been a growing encampment off Mercer Street. Maybe you've seen it if you've been in downtown, as we have. Drivers who enter I-5 on Seattle's Mercer Street on-ramp pass by a growing homeless encampment that is hidden behind trees and a repurposed Welcome to South Lake Union banners. And it's right on top of the street. I mean, it's in a street, the on-ramp. And the governor of the state, Jay Inslee, has actually talked about one of these houses in the encampment and tried to speak somewhat forcefully on this issue. This is clip 7.
The growing camp at the Mercer Street on-ramp in Seattle is one of around 900 camps near freeways in King County. The people living here include a couple that is actively constructing a house with plans to keep building.
We're not trying to intrude anything on the highway or be in any kind of unsafe situation.
WSDOT has increased funding each year to deal with encampments, including 515 cleanups in 2022. Today we saw crews restoring the site of what was a massive homeless encampment underneath the I-90, I-5 interchange. WSDOT tells us their work can only begin after there's been outreach to find housing for people in the camps.
This is not acceptable. We cannot allow this to be the status quo.
Today, Governor Jay Inslee told Como's Chris Daniels that the situation here on Mercer Street needs to be dealt with ASAP.
The homelessness encampment situation we have is not acceptable. That's why we have to take action. That's why I'm asking legislators to step up to the plate.
The governor wants more affordable housing, more mental health resources, and more substance abuse treatment. But he also says allowing encampments like this to go on is not an option.
We need action. This cannot be acceptable as the long-term future for the state of Washington.
At the Mercer Street encampment, the people there told us they've been given info for the city's REACH team to connect them with housing, and they fully expect their camp to get cleared out sooner or later.
We've had law enforcement, we've had police come and tell us, not to get comfortable, and that this isn't going to last.
This isn't going to last, and again, how much longer does it go on? It just seems so completely out of place. We have a bunch of movies this time, so let's go, if we can, directly to the very latest from Hollywood. Big movie that I caught up with, and frankly I hadn't seen it before. It's a long film. It's a foreign language film. It's in German, but it is available on Netflix in English dubbed version, which is actually very skillful. You hardly notice that it's dubbing from a foreign language. It's well done. The film is called All Quiet on the Western Front, and what's interesting about it is it's based upon a 1929 novel that was an international bestseller about the experience of four German schoolboys who were recruited into the Kaiser's army and their suffering during 3 years of war. They came in the middle of the war. That's why it's not the full 4 years of World War I. In 1930, Hollywood did an early talkie, which was actually so early as a talkie that it was released in what's called an international sound version, where they had just music and sound effects and then the cards. But then they also had a dialogue version, which won the Oscar for Best Picture back in 1930. Also, All Quiet on the Front, on the Western Front. And the original title in German was Investen Nichts Neues, Neues Nichts, that on the West there's nothing new. But this movie is new because the cinematic craft is extraordinary, showing the mud and the blood, and there's a lot of mud and a lot of both in the trenches, and the experience of what it must have been like to be an enlisted man in that hellish war that claimed 17 million lives. I don't think it's ever been done with comparable impact to the way that this Oscar-nominated Best Picture candidate has done it. It sounded, some of the dialogue in the film, in that dubbed version, like this.
The Kaiser needs soldiers. You have a chance to earn the right to wear the uniforms you have been given. The future of Deutschland lies in the hands of its greatest generation.
Welcome to the 78th Reserve Infantry Regiment. We are now on the Western Front.
Okay, and you feel like you have been on the Western Front for a period of time. This is streaming on Netflix, and it is such a remarkable film that you'll want to know more about the actual history. And they've added something that wasn't in the novel by Erich Maria Remarque, and it wasn't in the first film, which is toward the very end of the film, the way the negotiations went with the defeated Germans negotiating and seeking an armistice with characters of historical characters like Field Marshal Foch, who was a French commander to whom they basically surrendered when they asked for an armistice. 4 stars for All Quiet on the Western Front. And they're serious. It's rated R because some of the scenes of suffering and death are incredibly vivid. This is genuinely one of the best films of the year, and it is could be a little bit of an underdog but viable candidate for winning Best Picture. Coming up, 3 movies about marriage with all kinds of stars in them, including Eddie Murphy and Jennifer Lopez and Susan Sarandon and Richard Gere. And more coming up on The Medved Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved Show, wishing everyone a peaceful and one can only hope optimistic as much as possible with the news weekend coming up with romantic comedies, three of them opening up across the country, and they're opening up on the timeless subject of marriage. For instance, one of the biggest stars in the world today, Jennifer Lopez, looks just great, and she's always fairly funny. She can be a very gifted actress. She's in a new movie called Shotgun Wedding, where she co-stars with Josh Duhamel, and there's also a host of other stars. Rita Coolidge is a star in it, and you also have Lenny Kravitz, who plays a significant part. The story is about Josh Duhamel and Jennifer Lopez are engaged. They're getting married. They're getting married in a very gorgeous location in the Philippines. But their wedding is interrupted by a gang of blackmailing, ransoming pirates. Listen.
There are pirates, and they took everybody hostage.
Where is the father of the pirates?
Robert, they're calling you.
Thanks a lot, Carol.
Here's the plan. We're going to head to the next island for help.
This weekend hasn't exactly gone to plan.
Pirates chasing you wasn't on your vision board?
You're the only thing on my vision board.
Okay, and she's a lovely thing to have on your vision board, but the film is full of slapstick and some very murderous violence, which is tough to laugh at, and it's also tough to believe. The plot of the film involving the hostage-taking of the bride and the groom and all of their guests is tough to follow along. Some of the action scenes are reasonably well done. And again, Jennifer Lopez trying to make fun and have fun demonstrating her prowess at shooting back at the evil pirates and even taking down a helicopter at some point. All of that, I guess, can be intermittently entertaining. But two stars. It's on Prime Video streaming there. It's rated R for some sex references and some fairly intense violence. Different film, very different, is Maybe I Do. And this is set up with a bunch of terrific stars and veteran stars, William H. Macy and Diane Keaton and Susan Sarandon and Richard Gere. And then a young couple where the bride, or would-be bride, potential bride, who has been living with her boyfriend for a long time, is pushed to get married by her parents. The bride is played by Emma Roberts, who is the niece of Julia Roberts. And it turns out that there are all kinds of connections among these various characters that could surprise you, and actually do. Listen.
Our kid sleeps with their kid. Doesn't that entitle us to a dinner?
My parents want to have you guys over. Absolutely not.
Why don't you want to meet these people?
What could we possibly have in common?
I got company.
Guess what? I'm the company. That's my son, Alan, who's with your wife holding your daughter.
How do I know if I love her?
You would ask yourself the only question that matters. Does this girl carry within her the potential to suck out your soul like a Nosferatu?
No.
Then go forward, my son.
This actually is a very funny movie, and it's actually touching at points, and surprisingly so. The plot has some surprises that it would be criminal to spoil, because they come as very big surprises, and the cast seems to be having a great time. It's rated PG-13, though some of the content is involves relationships that people might find, quote, inappropriate, but Maybe I Do is affectionate to the institution of marriage, and it is well directed and well acted, and it really does make a tremendous difference when veteran stars like this film boasts actually seem to be having a great time. It's playing in theaters all around the country, rated PG-13, 3 stars for Maybe I Do. Then the last, and certainly the least, of these films is called You People. And it stars Jonah Hill as a goofball who's bored with his job as a broker and wants to be a podcaster. And he falls in love with a beautiful black girl. And then the question is bringing the parents together. His parents are played by David Duchovny and Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and her parents are played by Nia Long and Eddie Murphy, who doesn't really like the idea of his daughter marrying somebody who's Jewish and white. Listen.
So you want to marry my daughter?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Well, Ezra, you can try.
We've built a pretty awesome life together. We just need to protect it.
Oh, so you're all Muslim?
Very much so.
I love it.
Well, this kufi that I'm wearing was actually a gift from the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. Are you familiar with the minister's work?
Well, I'm familiar with what he said about the Jews.
You were at dinner.
Okay, again, the racial stereotypes here, both of Jews and blacks, are profoundly insulting. And not very believable and not funny. One of the things that you will notice about this film, it's rated R. It's rated R partially because the N-word is used repeatedly by all sides of the cast. And if you think that's a bundle of laughs, if you think that the problems with Louis Farrakhan are just a bundle of laughs, aside from the problem with the film's essential offensiveness, it's almost painfully unfunny. And the characters, all of them, are not characters. They are extremely ugly and extremely unflattering caricatures. It's rated R again for sex references, and the idea that people who are religious black Muslims, members of Nation of Islam, and that the Jewish couple, the parents of Jonah Hill, are given its completely stereotypical name of Arnold and Shelley Cohen. It's tough to enjoy this film, and you feel sorry for a lot of the well-known and obviously very talented people who turn up in the movie, including Elliot Gould and Richard Benjamin, who have bit parts that they probably won't be that eager for you to see. 1.5 stars for the R-rated You People. It is streaming on Netflix. Meanwhile, we have a big show on Monday because Van Jones over at CNN has said that the police who killed Tyre Nichols were black, but they might still have been driven by racism. Okay, does that racism take the blame, or is it something deeper? Would it be possible even to imagine a case like this with a white victim instead of the black victim that Tyre Nichols represents? Also, with marriage, and this appropriate to the movies we just reviewed, comes great health benefits, science says. There are new studies that indicate that, yes, tying the knot is good for you. With so much going wrong in the world around us, there is a collection on the best countries in the world. The top five destinations for visiting or for making a life. Now, some of them are kind of what you would expect, but there's one that's a surprise. Which one? We will get to that with the five best countries in the world. And then there is this, the latest on George Santos. All of a sudden, his expenses, which people have looked at that he filed during his congressional campaigns, both of them, have tons of expenses, literally dozens, that are $199.99 for a lot of restaurants, for hotels. Why would that be? It's one of the many mysteries about George Santos, international man of mystery. A mystery we will help to solve Monday in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.